This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And away we go with the Kellogg crew. I'm Chris Kellogg.
And Lopez.
Dina has the morning off. Her foot is still recovering, but she's doing fine. Lopez in with some dirt now. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt?
Well, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's first baby, baby Archie Harrison, was born a little more than a week ago, but they haven't officially registered his birth yet. I guess the birth registration signing is traditionally a public spectacle by the royals.
They have like 30 days or so?
I don't know how long they have to do it, but they have to like plan some thing apparently. But E! Online is saying that this time around, they may not make it public because a lot of the stuff that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been doing is very private. They say there's no official word on why, but could just be how they're doing things differently there.
Huh, maybe 30 days is like the return period?
Can you? Oh, I didn't know you could bring it back.
Yeah, like if you're not happy, so maybe they're waiting.
We'll see. And then we also told you that Kate Middleton and Prince William hadn't met baby Archie yet, but that has changed. According to the Daily Mail reporter Rebecca English, they stopped by Frogmore Cottage for a visit to officially meet their nephew yesterday.
Is it a drive-by
wave? Finally. No, they actually went inside. Well, I don't know. It sounds like they actually met the baby.
Well, that's nice. So they really should have.
Yeah. DinaStirt.com. Well, some sad news out of Hollywood. Tim Conway, award-winning comedian, and was on the Carol Burnett Show. He was a star on there. He passed away at the age of 85. According to a rep for the late star, told Variety that he passed away due to complications from a lung illness characterized by fluid in the brain. He was on the Carol Burnett Show, did a bunch of Disney comedies. Tons, very, very funny. It was actually interesting because when I visited my mom recently, she was talking about the Carol Burnett Show, and we watched a clip, but I'd never really seen it, and he was hilarious.
Oh, you got to see the one where he's the dentist.
That's the one my mom showed me.
I posted it on my Facebook page. It's hysterical.
I had never really seen this until recently, but it was so funny. He was also Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob, the voice of Barnacle Boy.
It was great, too. He wasn't vulgar. He didn't curse. No sexual innuendos.
It was just funny.
It was a straight comedy, which is great. DinaStirt.com.
Well, Jennifer Aniston's love life has been talked about a lot in tabloids over the years, but now she is going to be writing a tell-all memoir. Yep, Radar Online is saying that it's going to have everything in it. She's saying nothing is off limits. She'll cover the early days of her career, what she really thought about friends, her romances, and marriages over the years. I guess, apparently, Demi Moore is going to be publishing a memoir, and so this inspired her to do her own book.
Or is it the counter?
To counter Demi Moore, or just like everyone talking about her?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so I guess that's going to be coming out. I don't know when, but we'll keep you posted. DinaStirt.com. And TMZ is saying that Ariana Grande is being sued for posting pictures of herself on Instagram. Photographer Robert Barbara says she didn't pay him or ask permission to use his pictures of her on the internet, so now he's looking to get paid, asking for either profits of the photos or for $25,000 for each one, whichever is greater. And they say this is pretty interesting because generally she has very strict rules about photographers taking pictures of her at her concert. Mm-hmm. So they're not really allowed to do a lot of stuff. So this is kind of flipping back to her. She's doing what she doesn't allow other people to do, is use their pictures. So we'll see if that what happens with that. So we'll see. Maybe she'll cover this, or maybe she'll go to court. We don't know.
We didn't post any.
We did not post any.
Okay,
no, we didn't
good.
Post any. We're good. We're good.
All right. DinaStirt.com.
And that is your Dirt at 6:40. We'll have Fresh Dirt in an hour at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And away we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina still recovering after some foot surgery. And Lopez.
Yep.
No foot surgery for you today, so you're in.
No, not so far.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Now the gossip brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. It's a great rate. Check around. And then visit pvcu.org. So what's going on?
Well, Yahoo's reporting that Kelly Clarkson and John Legend are being accused of being unpatriotic and hating America because they criticized Gaith Rigdon's rendition of God Bless the USA. So they were watching you. If you were watching The Voice, he sang the song, and then they didn't feel like it was his best performance. So they said, we can critique that and not hate America. We didn't hate the song. We just didn't like his rendition of it. But people were not happy with them not liking his rendition of the song.
That's ridiculous. So can't you separate the two?
Apparently, people cannot. People on social media were pretty aggressive about it, just calling them haters. So I don't know if it really means that they hate America. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion.
Could be one or two people on Instagram.
Goodness. Yeah, as soon as that happens. So I think they still are okay with America.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, also on Twitter, this is kind of terrible. James Corden hit back at a troll who criticized him after he made some jokes, and one of them was a possible spoiler for Game of Thrones on HBO. So one fan was pretty upset, said a pretty offensive tweet with a lot of bad words on it, also saying something terrible. He said, "Seriously, I hope this your kid gets cancer." So he decided to write back. He said, "It's the single most upsetting thing I think you could ever say to me or my family. Please take a minute to think about what you just wrote and whether you want to be a person who publicly says such things. My hope for your children is they never get to read their parents' wish cancer on any child as a joke."
Wow, that's a parent's worst fear, a daughter and having somebody say that about your kid, even though they don't know
him. Terrible thing to say to him. And then, so it was nice. I mean, he was pretty nice writing back saying, "I hope that this, think about this. Think about what you just said."
Can't they ban him? Because, is it kind of a threat? It's kind of a really mean thing to say.
I mean, he could block them, but the tweet has been deleted from this guy since then, so maybe he learned his lesson. But people, you just take a moment to think before you tweet, seriously.
That's the cruelest thing you could ever say to
someone. DinaStirk.com. Remember, other people have feelings. As you recall, the Oscars went without a host for the first time since 1989 this past year, and they might just stay that way. ABC Entertainment head honcho Carrie Burke told Variety that it looks like it's going to be staying that way because the ratings were up compared to the year before. So since the ratings went up without a host, they're thinking this might be a good idea.
Just use a robot or send out the envelopes on a Roomba.
Mail them to people.
Across the stage, yeah.
You don't even show anything.
Uh-huh. You just sit there. There's no performances, anything.
Nothing.
You just sit in front of the stage for 3 hours.
The camera just looks at the stage, and people in the audience just sit there, and then they open the envelope that they got in the mail.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if that happens.
All at the same time.
Don't think that'll happen, but it looks like no host. And finally, the Daily Star is saying that Meghan Markle had to miss her 20-year high school reunion because she was giving birth to her son, Archie. Apparently, she sent an envelope marked Kensington Palace to her classmates, apologizing for not being able to attend it. Her classmates are still hoping she will come to the 25th year anniversary, or 25th reunion.
How do you beat that success?
I
mean, really, with your low self-esteem,
Yeah, right.
You're president of some company and CEO, and then she comes along,
she comes
becomes a duchess.
With a little sticker on, "Hello, my name is Megan." what do you do these days? Oh, not much. And that is your Dirt at 740. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina is out. Lopez in with your Dirt. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. Visit pvcu.org for more details. So what's up in Hollywood?
All right. Well, Daniel Craig, of course, playing James Bond. Apparently, production has had to pause for a bit because Variety reports that he injured his ankle while filming an action sequence in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. Kind of like Dina did.
Oh, do you think...
With her ankle.
Are Dina
I think
and
it was
Daniel,
so close.
Dina and Daniel Craig the same person?
I think it was so close. Hers happened a little bit earlier than this.
I don't know. I've never seen them in the same room together.
But Daniel Craig, a little bit more in shape.
Dina
no
McMahon
offense to Dina.
Could be James Bond, for all we know. But apparently he slipped and fell while running, and the ankle injury made him... They had to fly him to the U.S., back to U.S. for treatment. So they have been postponed the filming that's going to be happening in London. But I don't know if you knew this, but apparently he's been injured all the time on James Bond sets. In 2006, he had two teeth knocked out while making Casino Royale.
He's the man. I love him as an actor.
He lost a fingertip on Quantum of Solace and also hurt his knee while doing Spectre. So they're saying that this is not going to affect the premiere date in April of 2020, but I guess we'll see what happens.
All the little lost body parts, though, now on eBay.
You wish.
DinaStirk.com.
Kelly Ripa, not a fan of The Bachelorette. Apparently, she said some things about it yesterday when they announced that current Bachelorette Hannah B. is going to be visiting the show this week. She said, I couldn't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary fella. In my opinion, we are too special to be arguing over a guy. It was a gross, gross show. So she doesn't like the idea of these women just fighting for one guy. She thinks women deserve better than that. So I guess she's not a fan of the show.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, we've talked a lot about rich people trying to get their kids into college. R. Kelly is taking, I guess you could say, a different route. According to PerezHilton.com, his daughter has been denied class enrollment at her college because he neglected to pay her tuition fees. She was born Joanne Lee, but she calls herself Buku Abi, and she's been unable to take courses at California Arts College because her father didn't pay the bills. She says he also stopped paying for her books and the rent for her apartment as well. Now, he's supposed to be doing that as part of his child support agreement with his ex-wife, Andrea Kelly. Now, he's supposed to help her until she's 23. She is 21. He says, or his lawyers are saying, that he didn't know that she was still in school. He thought she dropped out because he never saw the bills. I don't know how true that is.
How do celebrities get away with not paying? They just hand over like a business card
and say,
I'm good for it.
I didn't see any bills.
I'm a star.
I thought it was junk mail. I don't know what he thought.
For years, I was throwing out those things that said important. Definitely open.
And finally, the National Enquirer, so take it with a grain of salt, is saying that Ben Affleck is allegedly spending about $200,000 on a makeover to win back Jennifer Garner. A source is saying that he's doing whatever he can to convince her to come home. He's shaping up, getting his act together to prove to Jen that he's happy, healthy, and most importantly, reliable. So they say he's splurging on a new wardrobe, skin treatments, and a team of image consultants. He's willing to spend a fortune to show Jen he's not ready to give up just yet.
And hopefully working on his alcohol, the love of alcohol for him.
Oh, that's right.
He's
he was going
drunk
through rehab
all over the place.
Like
yeah.
That. So hopefully, I don't know how true this is. Again, not sure if he's really trying to win her back, but this is what they are saying.
For $200,000, you could come back looking like Brad Pitt.
You could come back like anyone, really.
Right. Hey, I look like Keanu now. Take me back.
And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have fresh, or we'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.